guys, welcome to the third episode of She Flourishes, a podcast by women and for women. We are so excited that you have joined us for October's podcast, and I have three lovely ladies with me here today, so Chelsea, Roxanne, and Caitlin. And before we get started, we're going to hear a little bit about them, and so Chelsea, we'll start with you.
Sure. So my name is Chelsea Sutton. I've been a First Baptist member since I was 8 months old. I met my husband here, Justin Sutton, and we got married almost 11 years ago. We've got a 9-year-old girl, Abby Grace, and a 5-year-old son, Wyatt, and I'm a nurse manager at the hospital here.
Awesome. And Chelsea also leads worship on Sunday mornings, so you'll catch her there too. It's great. Okay, Roxanne.
Yes, I'm Roxanne Cato. I'm married to Jimmy Cato. We've been married for 35 years, this month, actually.
Wow, happy anniversary.
I have two married daughters with their husbands and family and five wonderful grandchildren. And I am a retired teacher, and we've been at First Baptist, I'd say, almost 12 years.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Roxanne. All right, Caitlin.
I'm Caitlin. I'm 15. I'm in the 10th grade. I go to Rock Hill High School. I'm involved in Narrowway Productions, and I also help out with the First Kids ministry here at First Baptist.
Yes, I think you teach her son, Wyatt, right?
Son.
Yeah. Which is wonderful. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on today. We're so excited to get to learn from you guys. And y'all, we're so excited because in 2 weeks, we're having our women's ministry event called Serve His Way. And at this event, ladies are going to learn what it looks like to live missionally here as a woman right where they are. And so we're so excited for that. So in light of that, Roxanne, I want to ask you, what opportunities have you had recently to share the gospel and live missionally right where you are?
Well, several. Mm-hmm. Every morning for my prayer time, I always ask God to give me the opportunity to reach someone, either by inviting them to church or to encourage them or to share the gospel. And one way is we have a neighborhood prayer chain, and we talk about if someone's in the hospital or needs prayer. Mm-hmm. So we have that going on. We've had that going on for several years. Also, when I go to a store, I try to engage somebody about, are they looking for a church?
Yeah.
And several people I've talked to, actually last week, they said they were searching for a church.
Wow.
So searching to me tells me they're missing something. They're looking. So I've invited them to church. And one thing, I went to the eye doctor's office, and the assistant had a trainee in her office. And she had to walk out. And when she did, I'm by myself with the trainee. And I said, God, this is a perfect opportunity for me to talk to her. And so we talked to each other about her life, my life, and I invited her to come to church. And hopefully, you know, I'm not sure if she's been here or not, but I'm looking forward to, you know, if she does come. One other thing is our D group. We have gotten little bags with the Bible in it to give the Winthrop students. You know, when they, if they decide they want to accept Christ, they'll get a bag with the Bible and some things to encourage them. So that's just a few things.
That's awesome. I love seeing D groups like that serve together. That's really cool. Thank you, Roxanne, for sharing. I know for me, so we finally bought a house last August, and our neighbors are not believers. And one of the things that Grant and I have got to do is just on Saturdays when we're out in the yard, we're just, we'll walk over there and see if we can help them with any yard work. And that's been a great way for us to build a relational bridge with them and get to know them. And we're praying that God uses our time with them to share the gospel, because that's what's important is, you know, as we're providing for their physical needs, helping with their yard, we're praying that the Lord would ultimately meet their spiritual need in Him. And so just yard work, you know, it's crazy how God can use just the little things to lead others to Him. So that's great. So Chelsea, I'm going to ask you this question. So, you know, we're all making disciples. Roxanne, we just got to hear from you and how the Lord's leading you to make disciples of other people. And so, Chelsea, I want to ask you, you know, as a woman, how do you be a disciple of Christ who then makes disciples of others?
I love this question. The most important part of that to me is that you truly have to know the gospel yourself. You can't teach what you don't know. So you have to be in the Word constantly, every day. D group has helped so much with that. I've really enjoyed these last few years of being in a D group and just having that accountability with other believers in what they're interpreting, what God is saying to them that week through Scripture. And it's really helped me prepare for conversations that I'm going to have with folks who maybe aren't believers or maybe just have a lot of questions. I have a 9-year-old. She has a lot of questions. So it's really important that I know the answer before I'm asked it. And really, my children right now are my top priority in the disciples that I'm making because they're going to be around a lot longer than me, and they're going to keep growing this kingdom after I can't anymore. And so I think it's just really important that I invest in them and just really have them right along beside me. Something that, just going back to the importance of God's word, I think is so important is my daughter goes to a private Christian school, and they have a school verse that they memorize every year. And last year, their school verse or verses was Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Mm-hmm. And it's the passage that talks about putting on the armor of God. And so many times in the last year that has been their school verse, that passage has come up in my life, and I've been able to apply it to something. And that's not by accident. God did that. He's teaching me, you know, he's teaching her, he's teaching my children that you're not fighting an earthly battle anymore because we're under attack. Mm-hmm. We are. And he gives us the tools that we need through his word. And my favorite analogy through that passage is after all of the things that he gives us, his armor, he gives us the belt of truth. He gives us the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, all of those things. And all of those are great. And they're our defense, but our weapon is the sword of the spirit. And that's the word of God. And that's always stuck really close with me. That's how we fight our battles, is knowing God's truth. Yeah. So that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and one of the things I love that Chelsea said is, as a mom, she's raising tiny disciples in her home, Abby Grace and Wyatt. And so, moms, it's so important. You know, you have those kids right in front of you that you get to disciple. And so, Chelsea, you do such a good job of that. I love your children. So that's wonderful, guys. I'm so excited that we kind of get to talk about what it looks like to be a disciple. You know, you think about Matthew 28, when Jesus is giving his disciples the Great Commission. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And he says at the end, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. Mm-hmm. And what is really important to me, I think I realized this a few years ago, is that making disciples is not just a separate segment of my life as a believer, mm-hmm. right? It's not just something I do on Sunday afternoons or on Saturday at a mission trip or whatever. It's my entire life is supposed to be about making disciples, mm-hmm. where I live, where I work, and where I play. The Lord is placing opportunities right in front of me. And cross-cultural missions are so important, but I also think it's important for us to realize that there are disciples to be made right here in Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. And so I love that y'all three do that right where you are. So that's wonderful. Well, we'll go ahead and ask Caitlin this next question. And so, you know, in light of the Bible reading plan, in light of D groups, in light of life groups, right, God is always teaching us something through his word. As we're obedient to him, as we're in fellowship with believers, right? And as we're confessing sin, the Lord is growing us and using us. And so, Caitlin, I want to ask you, what's something God has taught you recently?
So recently, I've been given the opportunity to work with a lot of kids. I've been at Narrowway Summer Camps where there's about 40 kids at each camp for like 2.5 weeks. And I've had the opportunity to minister to them and to, you know, play games with them and do all the camp things. And I also work at the first kids and everything and get to see them. So I would say that recently God has taught me what I want to do with my future is go into kids ministry and work with kids as like a teacher.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I love that, Caitlin. And what's been so cool is I've got to see you grow as a believer through the years, and it is so cool to see how God is using you mightily in the lives of younger children. And mm-hmm. so I see that gift in you. And so thank you for sharing that. You are definitely used by the Lord. That's wonderful. Well, ladies, today we are reading 1 Chronicles 28 in our Bible reading plan. And so I want to ask Roxanne what her main takeaway was from that chapter, because, you know, as we're reading God's word, he's always speaking to us, right? And so, Roxanne, how did God speak to you through today's Bible reading?
Well, in this chapter, King David, he tells all his officials, everybody that's under him, that he cannot build the temple for God because he is a man of war, so he can't do it. But God does appoint his son, Solomon, to do that. So He tells Solomon to seek him, to seek God, mm-hmm. and depend on him. And the verse that I really like is 28:20, mm-hmm. where he says, be strong, be courageous, mm-hmm. and act. Mm-hmm. And act is the word that popped out in my mind is get busy.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's right? an action word. Act. Yes. Yes.
not to fear, not to be dismayed that God would be with him and he would take care of all the details, mm-hmm. which he did.
Yeah, that's great.
And David commissions his son and God commissions us to share the gospel. Mm-hmm. You know, our motto here at the church is love God, love people, make disciples. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Chelsea before we got in here, one of my favorite songs right now is really my theme song is The Commission by Kane. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. It's, you know, go and tell the world about me. Mm-hmm. Let them know that you are a believer. And so that is the standout for me for that chapter. Mm-hmm. Also, we had a couple of weeks ago, we had the guy, what was his name?
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Don Sunshine. Yes. And he wrote the book, Make a Difference. And mm-hmm. he gave many scenarios in that book about how to talk to people about mm-hmm. God and not, you know, to be bold.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is a great reference to mm-hmm. use. So anyway, that was my takeaway, that we are to get busy.
Yes, and to make disciples mm-hmm. wherever we are. Yes. That's wonderful, Roxanne. Thank you for sharing that truth. And for referencing Don Sunshine's book, Make a Difference. That's mm-hmm. an excellent resource. And so, Chelsea, I want to ask you, in light of the truths that God taught you through 1 Chronicles 28, how can you apply that to your life?
I think Roxanne kind of explained it perfectly, honestly.
Yeah,
so David, in this chapter, David is charging his children and then his future generations with exactly what God is charging us with. Mm-hmm. And that's how we grow as kingdom. You know, like she's saying, we're here to make disciples, and it doesn't have to be overseas. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be right. this big, you know, dramatic production. We can mm-hmm. do it right here in our home. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it hits me with my kids. You know, they're really who I want to disciple the most to. And I love how David speaks from his experience. He's been through hard times, just like we've all been through hard times. But he speaks about the blessings that God has given him mm-hmm. and that is going to continue to bestow on his future generations. And that's exactly how we share it with other people who don't believe. We talk about what he's done in our lives. We don't have to be an expert at, you know, apologetics and theology. We don't have to be a pastor. We just talk about what he's done in our life. And I think that's more meaningful too mm-hmm. when you're trying to reach somebody.
Right.
So I think when we're sharing our testimony, we get too much in our head sometimes. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is just do exactly what he did.
Yeah.
This is why I'm here. God gave me this and he gave me the tools to do it. And now I want you to go do the same.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, one of the things God's been really teaching me recently is I'm speaking out of the overflow of my heart, because you can't separate the fruit from the root, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm in God's word, if I'm obeying him, right, then what I speak is going to be an overflow out of my heart, right? So when I'm in God's word, when I'm loving him, when I'm making disciples, right, when I'm obedient to Christ, then I'm going to just, I can't help but to want to speak about him.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying mm-hmm. is you don't have to be an expert in theology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just
right.
have to be obedient to God, read his word, be his disciple, and then your life is going to be an overflow out of what he's doing in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's super important. So thank you, Chelsea, mm-hmm. for sharing that. Well, ladies, this has been excellent. I have loved getting to hear from each of you and how God's using you to make disciples right where you are. You know, ladies, as you're listening to this, if you're a doctor or a teacher or an engineer or whatever you may do, you are able to reach people in your sphere of influence, you know, that we may never get to be in contact with. So just be encouraged that God is using you, and no matter what career you have, to make disciples of all nations. And so thank you guys for hitting on that. Well, as we wrap up today's podcast, I want to talk about something fun. This has been really, we've talked about something fun this entire time, so we're just going to keep talking about something fun. But I want to hear from you guys, what's something recently that has just brought you a lot of joy in life? And so, Chelsea, we'll start with you.
So I was not blessed with Caitlin's apt for children's ministry. However, I found myself leading the kindergarten choir on Sunday nights. It's a small group. It's only 8 kids, 6 boys. Pray for me. But And I find myself every week, I'm tired, it's been a long day, and I can sing, but I wasn't given a teaching bone in my body, none of that. And yet somehow we do it, and those little rascals, every single week, at least one just melts my heart with something that they do. Whether them, you know, singing a song back to me that we did the week before, or just remembering the motions the first time we do it, it just hasn't been an expected joy. It's been a nice little surprise.
I love that. That's wonderful. That's great. Okay, Roxanne.
Well, we kept two of our grandchildren over the weekend, and one is 3 and one is 9. And what was really fun is I get to go and do all these childhood things all over again, playing dolls and playing games. I love playing games. She was not a big game player. So when they come over, I get to play games. But we just had a great time, just a fun time. And what's so great about grandchildren is they're your children's children. Mm. And I'll look at them, I'm going, you look like your mother. or, you know. And it was a real fun weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to have them. That's wonderful. That's great. Caitlin?
This Sunday, yesterday, Narrowway has like a cast party every year. So you get to meet up with all the cast and basically celebrate what we've accomplished that year. So that was yesterday. And I basically just got to fellowship with a bunch of my friends and worship with them and all, which was really nice.
Yeah, it's really cool to worship with friends. So that's neat. I'm glad you got to experience that. Well, I know for me, so fall is my season. If you really know me, you know that I love fall. One of my best friends here got me a sparkly pink cup that says fall vibes, and it is just, I bring it with me everywhere I go because it's just the best. A few weekends ago, Grant and I got to take the middle schoolers to the Blue Ridge Parkway, and y'all, it is just so beautiful right now. I mean, like, the red and the orange and the yellow on the trees. I mean, it's just... It's just beautiful. It's breathtaking. And so, you know, I had a bunch of middle school girls in my van, and we're driving up the mountain. And I was like, girls, have you guys ever been up here before? And a lot of them were like, no, I've never seen the mountains like this in the fall time on the Blue Ridge Parkway. And so as we approached in the first overlook, and you can see just this vast beauty. It's like a red blanket of just trees that are just beautiful. They had this unfiltered reaction of, like, they just started gasping at God's beauty, and they couldn't help themselves but to do that. Wow. And I looked at them in that moment. I said, hey, the God that created that you're gasping about right now is the one that loves you and knows you personally. So getting to connect that dot for them in that moment was really sweet. And so that's one of the highlights of this month, is just God's beauty is just so evident in every season. Mm-hmm. But I especially love fall because I think it's just breathtaking. So, thank you so much for sharing your life with us here at First Baptist, and to the ladies, and how God's using you in your sphere of influence right where you are. Guys, we're so excited for next month's podcast in November. Believe it or not, November is quickly approaching. We're going to have a special guest next month coming on our podcast, so stay tuned for that, and we'll see you next time.